Like you, what? APL would not be able to function.
Well, why do you doubt my credentials?
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know about applied mechanical physics? You know about...
You apparently don't know about it either, because when you're asked a question by an electrical engineer, you couldn't answer it. It was
no
a simple basic high school question.
He had no idea what he was talking about.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
We levitated a snipe on Wednesday and had it going all over the lab.
Yes.
We had it going all over the lab.
That's what you say. I maintain you are nothing but a charlatan and a frog.
Well, a frog?
A frog.
Let me say to the gentleman calling, this is a true event from New Scientist magazine. You don't doubt that, do you?
No, okay, I don't doubt that. But what I doubt is your so-called expert.
Oh, well, ask me a question.
I don't have to ask you a question. I don't have to ask you a question. When you first came on, I happened to be in my car listening to the program. And that was the biggest bunch of gobbledygook and doublespeak that said absolutely nothing that I've ever heard in my life.
Excuse me, but with respect, sir, this is not your field. So
it's not your either, obviously.
How do you know? You're not in what I do. You're not in what I do.
I know enough about it that when you're speaking in the gobbledygook that you're speaking, you're saying a lot of things, but you're not saying anything of substance. You don't know what you're talking about. It's very obvious.
Phil, I can tell you that on Wednesday, if this gentleman doesn't believe me, he can contact Dr. Carmen Perica. He can contact Dr. Michael Roberti. And the demeanor of the snipe that we levitated was ebullient. Okay? Now, anybody with basic applied physics knows that the demeanor of a snipe that's ebullient when it's being levitated is lugubrious.
What the hell? I don't...
What?
I don't know what you just said.
Well, the reason why you don't know what I just said is neither one of you guys is in what I do.
And the terminology you use is the same thing that we talk to kids when we take them out on a snipe hunt.
Look it, you guys are just plain dumb. Okay?
That's right.
And
you don't have to start calling people names.
I didn't want to call you names, but this guy's talking to me like I'm some kind of a jackball.
Well, listen, I appreciate the gentleman's call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-308-1852-01-KFI, Oceanside on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, doctor.
Yeah?
Got two questions for you.
Hey, why do I got to talk to all these jive asses?
Hey, listen, you got to talk to me, you freak, okay? Relax.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What's up?
First of all, define a vector.
Define a vector?
And next, tell me why would you want to levitate a snipe?
Dude, they levitated a frog.
You said you levitated the snipe.
That's right. A Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
And also I want you to define lugubrious.
Vector is a high speed unit of energy. Okay?
And that's very lugubrious also.
Hey, dude, if you know what a vector is, you know I just gave you the definition, so what else do you need to know?
I want to know what lugubrious means.
That means a mournful state.
You know what? I'm in a very mournful state.
You're a jerk.
Okay, you're really happening, man.
Well, I mean, I'm chilling. That dude's all over the plate.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI, 213-310-8185.
Yeah, you know, Phil, I'm a professor. I teach classes at California Technical California Institute of the Technology. And I would appreciate a little bit of respect that I'm giving other people, and that's all I'm saying.
It could be that you're very extreme and you're a little eccentric. I don't doubt your credentials, but you're not explaining yourself too well.
Because I'm talking to people what are not at my level, and I'm sorry to have to put it that way. I'm not talking to too many bright people.
Let me go to Palmdale on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Yes. Doctor.
Yeah?
I really want to just ask you a couple questions myself.
Right.
Where did you graduate from, Chief?
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
And you graduated from MIT?
That's right.
What was the name of one of your professors there?
One of my professors I worked with, Dr. Carmen Perica.
Torreca. Is that the name?
T-O-R-R-E-C-A.
Okay. And did the doctor wear glasses?
What's that supposed to mean?
Because this is really what I want to say. I just, it's hard to believe that you have went to any type of school for what you...
I have went to as many schools as I says.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Number one is,
yeah,
if you went to these schools, you, yeah, would use proper English when you were talking.
I didn't go to take English, man. I took applied mechanical physics.
Well, you don't think you'd have to score a high score on the SAT in English?
I don't have to talk the good English to be of,
okay,
to get the degrees.
Well, this is what I'm saying, Chief. A lot of people, a lot of scientists over the past years, just let me tell you, Chief.
You know,
a lot of people have died for the science.
You know, they
you know, a lot of experiments did not go their way. A lot of people have died for these science projects.
Yeah.
And you're false representing them, giving it a bad name.
Who died?
A lot of people
died. Who, man?
Dr. Ivan Trezanton.
Get out of here.
Okay, it's you get out of here.
Hey, I'll tell you right now. They floated a frog, man. If you can't handle the truth.
You know, if they floated a frog.
They floated a frog.
And I was one of the guys in the bunk bed in the higher source cult.
Dude, you're ER, man.
You're
ER, Chief.
Because your information is totally wrong.
They didn't float no frog.
And I know Phil's better than that. I know what he represents, and I know you have to be just totally crazy.
Dude, you're way off base on this, okay?
I'm not off base. You didn't know what a vector was, did you?
A vector is a high-speed vehicle.
No, a vector is not.
It's about $250,000.
Right. So you have an encyclopedia next to you?
Dude, I get this guy out of
no,
here.
Don't get me out of here,
you,
Phil.
You're no good,
see,
man.
If I'm getting you agitated, you have to get mad.
I'm just talking
if you
about
were really,
how,
if you were really from MIT, I couldn't boggle your mind. You're not from MIT. You probably went to school in downtown on Skid Row.
We floated a flood.
You didn't float a flood,
huh?
You didn't float a French flood.
I'll float your flood, man.
Hey, I'll float your flood, too.
Yeah, you float this.
Hey, just listen. Your mother's a tag.
Okay. Okay, good. Because we're not getting into the mother stuff.
You know, I don't understand. You tell people about it, technological advance, and what do you get? I mean, I'm getting the homeboy shopping network. I'm talking about an important technological...
Okay. Take a break. Take a breath. Take a breather. Hold on. All I wanted to know is about this floating frog. I thought it was interesting. Now I got all of this float this, and you're an ER... 1-800-521-KFI, 213-310-818-5201-KFI. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Karen Johnson from the KFI Traffic Center.
Thanks, Phil.
More stimulating talk radio here. Phil Hendry Show. Hope you join us tomorrow over there at the DeWitt Center for the Great DeWitt Fair. And that'll be on Cannon Road off the 101 in Agoura Hills. I'll be there from 2 to 5. We'll have John and Ken. We'll have Bill Hand. We'll have Scott and Casey out there too. And a lot of interesting manufacturers, booths, giveaways, prizes, fun for the whole family. Tomorrow, 2 to 5, we'll be there at the DeWitt Center off of the Cannon Road in Agoura Hills. Got Dr. Jeff Raley from JPL talking to us about levitating frogs. Let's go to Palos Verdes on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm calling to just make a relatively simple comment. I had not heard much of the discussion that the guest has had with Mr. Henry. I am a physicist, and in referring to a previous question that one of the callers had asked, concerning the magnitude and strength of magnetic field used in this purported experiment of levitating animals, I would just say, as a physicist, the question was quite complete and quite clear and quite explicit. If the guest isn't trained as a scientist,
I would have to disagree with that estimation.
That's not an estimate. It's, first of all, a very simple question. the magnitude of the field is either so many kilogauss or so many tesla or so many maxwells per square centimeter or so many webers per square meter.
I'm simply questioning your hypothesis.
There's no hypothesis. It's not a hypothesis. Let us not mix words.
No,
if
sir, I'm not.
If you're a physicist or trained as a scientist at all, the question of what is the strength of a magnetic field is a very simple question.
Well, no, but you recognize...
answered by a very simple number.
But you recognize my right to disagree with your thesis.
This isn't a thesis. It's a very simple statement of fact. It's like asking what is your age. You can answer your age by saying, I am so many years old.
But you
when
realize...
you ask the question of what is the strength of a magnetic field, it is so many kilogauss or whatever other units you care to measure.
But you realize there is a difference of opinion.
It's not a difference of opinion. It's a question of fact.
No, but in different... there are different schools of thought.
It's not a question of different schools of thought. If you are trained as a scientist, then you will definitely know. I'm a university professor.
All right, let me ask you a question. What is...
I'm a world expert in magnetic...
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. What is a vector?
A vector is a very simple question. It is a set of numbers.
What I mean,
any dimensionality necessary to span a vector space.
That's correct. Okay, what is a magnitude?
A magnitude is the length of that vector is spanned in whatever measurement system you are measuring it in.
That's right. He's a physicist, Phil. He's right.
Okay, I didn't doubt that he wasn't a physicist. I mean...
What is the magnitude, though?
What are you doing? Are you testing the guy on the phone?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think one is experimenting. If one is assuming you can levitate an animal with a magnetic field, then you are saying that the animal has a measurable dipole moment.
Right.
Now, what is that size of that dipole moment determines the strength of the magnetic field? All you need to know is the mass of the animal, the size of the dipole moment,
right,
and you can calculate the
and he had his
of the magnetic field.
And what was and he had and his moment. He had his moment.
He had his moment?
That's what the doctors, the physicist is talking about.
Yeah, he had a moment.
The animal
has a measurable dipole moment that
the moment
levitated.
And what moment was that?
The dipole moment is another measurement of strength of magnetic field.
But at that moment...
take iron filings and put them on a piece of paper and put a magnet near it, you will see those iron files will move.
That's right.
That is because they have a dipole moment.
All right, I agree with everything. I agree with your hypothesis.
Now, the question is, as a result, I can say for an iron file of a certain strength, I can tell you what the magnetic field necessary is and what to levitate.
There you go. Good. Okay, so I agree.
As you would well know, if you know Ehrenfest's theorem,
I met him once.
Levitate anything, including an iron filing in a magnetic field.
And I agree with your hypotenuse.
So I don't understand what the issues are since...
There was no issues. It was just a caller that didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, I'm afraid he did know what he was talking about. He asked a very simple question.
Well,
what is the strength of the magnetic field necessary?
I have a basic philosophical disagreement with you.
It's not a philosophy question. It is simply a question of the strength of a field.
Have you ever used the amazing Levitron?
As a matter of fact...
What is the amazing Levitron?
Levitron was a company that I started in the early 1980s.
It's fantastic. I love it. It's great. It's available in all natural wonder stores.
Yeah, well, that's certainly a copy of what we had done in the early
1990s.
Did you get the patent with that or something?
I don't
know.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for your call. I don't know what we're talking about. Amazing Levitron. Sounds like maybe he invented it.
I doubt it.
All right, here's Gardena
on KFI AM640.
Hello.
Hi. I want to ask you a question. If you can ask my question...
In my real job, I manage a natural wonder store in Universal City.
Okay, well, but you claim to know quite a bit about science, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you can ask me... I'm a second year... physics major, and I mean, this is a first semester question I'm going to ask you, and if you know anything about...
I'll read a lot of the books at the Natural Wonder Store.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you know anything, I mean, you claim to know about this experiment. I mean...
I duplicated this experiment.
Okay, if you duplicate this experiment, then you should know something about science, and the question I'm about to ask you is a basic physics question, or chemistry, whichever. The question is this: what is the difference between a diamagnetic and a paramagnetic substance?
In what sense?
in the sense of the electron configuration.
Okay. Complete your question. It's an incomplete question.
That's a complete question, and I can give you the answer before.
No, I don't want the answer. I know the answer, but you've got to give me the complete question.
Okay. What is the difference between a paramagnetic substance and a diamagnetic substance in regard to the electron configuration of the atoms of the substance?
That's okay. Okay. And what else?
And that's it.
No, there's more.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. That's an incomplete question.
Phil, can I give him the answer? And I'll.
All right, answer the question.
I can't answer an incomplete question.
That is not. If there's any chemistry or physics people listening,
No. Ask the question again. Look, I know a lot about. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot about science. It's natural wonders. It's not Ralph's. Okay.
Listen to me. I'm going to give you the answer.
I'm talking about natural wonders, not Ralph.
Okay. A paramagnetic. This is relating to the.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
To the experiment.
Go ahead.
A paramagnetic substance has.
Yeah.
One or more unpaired electrons in its
wrong
valence shell.
Wrong.
That's correct.
No, that's not correct.
A diamagnetic has a no unpaired electrons in its valence shell.
No, you're the valence
that
shell.
Correct.
No, forget it. Wrong. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not a
scientist.
You're not a scientist.
Yeah, you're wrong, man. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. Wrong. I got chlamydia. Shut up.
That's funny, huh?
What? Are you putting me on?
Just totally outside.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio. We'll see you at the Do It Center at top of World the 101 on Canyon Road in Agoura Hills tomorrow between 2 and 5, right?
What?
Okay.
We have a certain unique dial. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.